Welcome to the second installment of the Bubba Tapes. These tapes were made in 1980 by Teresa Blasky in Campbell River, British Columbia.
This was at Easter time or Christmas? You guys used to go caroling,
Yeah. Yeah,
I used to go. But Easter, it's nice to church, and after we go outside and play and all of that. But some year it's cold still, you know, you get nice clothes.
Right.
But we used to make our own clothes, so, see.
Mm-hmm.
Because my dad had a sewing machine, and after my sister, so we all have something.
You're
a musician, you're a musician. But right. My dad was
a tailor,
and he... And after my sister and, I don't remember this one maybe, but the other sister that was home, older one.
Yeah, she sewed.
Eva. Yeah, she was sewing, you know.
She sewed for all of you,
yeah.
Didn't she?
Yeah, but we never had a pattern.
No, she didn't make it.
Tape measuring and measure and, you know, if somebody waist and all that. Every Easter. And after, you know, everybody, like our girl, you know, we started to grow up and make our own clothes.
Right.
So that's
so you started sewing too.
So we started sewing too. So my dad had a hoe or something machine, that's old one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's the first machine come up.
A sewing machine, eh? Did he used to do a lot of sewing?
Well, he sewed, but lots of things they used to sew. You know, they made it from wool. They make it their own, like weave, and after they have to take it someplace, I don't know, something they steam it, that wool shrink. And after they sewed, they was making, you know, long coats or, you know, old fashioned difference.
Mm-hmm.
So dad used to.
And he used to sell them.
No, I just did, like, people comes and he make it for them.
And they trade.
Yeah, and they pay him some or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, like not everybody like sew or
mm-hmm.
can sew.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the same thing, like something different.
So did you get to meet your mom's mom? Did you get to meet her? Did you know your mom's mom, your grandma?
She lived with us.
Oh, she lived with you?
Yeah, my grandma lived with us.
All the time, she always lived with you.
Yeah.
So your mom did have company.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Was she a lot older than your mom?
Not very much.
No?
Because I think she was married, she was 14 or something.
Oh, is that right, eh?
Yeah, and so maybe for 15 years or something older.
Yeah, so like an older sister.
Yeah,
really.
And same thing with my mother, she was only 14.
Was
but they,
she?
They needed...
They needed your
somebody,
dad to work.
Yeah, they needed somebody to work, like my grandpa died.
Yeah.
And they never had it.
Right.
So.
Well, how old was your sister Eva when she got married? Do you remember?
I don't remember how old she was.
Do you think she was young or was she older?
I don't know. I don't know how old she was.
And how come Auntie Julian decided to leave?
She used to, like, from our place, they used to go to Germany in a summertime work.
Oh, yeah?
And she went for 2 summer. Well, no, you know, if you stay home, if you go out,
you see the rest of the world.
Yeah, you see the world, and that's why she was older.
What kind of work was she doing in Germany?
Gosh, I don't know. It's not farm, probably.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know.
So she came home and she was getting more restless all the time.
So probably, I don't know.
Do you have any idea why she picked Canada?
No.
No.
It's lots of people that time. You do meet very much. And she probably made the money that she had enough. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. She came, I think, 1913 or 12, something, before war she came here.
So you really didn't know her at all?
No, I never knew her. No. I don't remember. Still going?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Boy. Let's hope it's taping it. Can you see it? Not taking any of it down. But anyhow. Okay.
But
now,
I don't know, seems to me now outside all the grandpa died.
All the men died.
Yeah, all the
women are real healthy.
Yeah.
But then with Nick, that was an accident.
Yeah.
And with your dad, it probably was an accident.
Well, I don't know what happened because he wasn't home being there, you know.
So which war was he in the cavalry in where he had got kicked in the ribs?
Well, that's what, when he was still boy, when, you know, like in United States, you have to go to
army. He was sort of gone through his training.
To his training before, you know, like before every boy, if they kick, they go to army.
Right.
For so many months or years.
Just so that they're trained.
Yeah, I don't know how many because we never
that's when he got kicked.
Yeah, he got hit, and he was different. He was in the horses or something.
Cavalry.
Yeah.
Wasn't considered a Cossack, eh?
Well, that's a Russian Cossack. He wasn't a Russian. He was in the Austrian war. You know, because
I thought the Ukrainians, they had the ones, the cavalry, weren't they?
Yeah, but that's Ukraine, with some Ukrainian with Russia, Austria.
Okay.
See, the people
before
First War, we belonged to some kind of Tsar, I think.
Guys were moved all over, weren't you?
We never moved, but the
Ukraine.
Yeah, and after Poland took us, and after now Russia, you know, it's a must be good place.
It's fertile land there. They're really good farmland in the Ukraine.
Yeah, and there's no mountain, just a hill.
Yeah.
But no mountain, and it's good land, and all of that, so everybody wants.
Right. Because that's where Russia has most of their farms, don't they? Around the Ukraine?
Oh, yeah, but it's not small Ukraine, it's big, but...
Right. So you have two sisters left alive now.
Yeah, I think so. I don't know if they still...
Where do you think they live? Do you know?
Well, I think they both live in Bataille.
They still do?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so.
Do you know what their last names are?
Oh, one Mamchur.
Mamchur?
Mamchur.
Mamchur.
Yeah.
I'll just spell it my way. Okay, which one's that?
That's, oldest one, Julia, not Julia.
Eva?
No. Well, Eva died a long time ago.
Julie,
yeah.
And Theodora?
Theodora, she's Romaniuk.
Romaniuk. Kind of neat to know, isn't it? What kind of chores did you have to do? Did your mom say you had to do special chores?
Oh yeah, we all do everything, you know.
You didn't have anything special that you had to do that nobody else did? You all pitched in and helped?
No, but see, like, well, we had the cows and pigs. One have to go feed it in the winter time, know, in the summer time you have to take in the pasture. Even small kids, you know, we used to have lots of geese, and take them, some place, or to river or something. You
was
know,
there a river close by?
Or just a smaller creek, like.
Did you swim in there when it used to get hot?
No, that wasn't. We never had a big lake there close to us.
So you never got to go swimming or sit or get cool?
No, we never had a sea or something like that. No, just a small... And we used to have a clothes to go in the river and wash. You know.
Oh, right. You used to wash your clothes
there. Yeah, the river. And we... they had some kind of wooden, like, barrel, and they put, you know, special, like, white short. You know, they made all homemade.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they steam it. I think they put boiling water and that, and I don't know what they do, something like that, and after going to the river. And had a stick like that,
and they
make
hit
you
it.
See yeah. it, and make it, you know, like river goes and every time and nice clean and.
Lot of work, eh?
Yeah,
lot of work.
So it's just at home, but it's all kind of
right.
work.
Right. Yeah. Who was the one that had to get all the wood? Did you burn wood? You must have burnt wood.
Yeah, all the wood.
So there were trees around there.
Yeah. Well, we had the. We had the one acre that was lots of, I don't know, acre or what they call it. It was tree growing, still my dad bought. And so we had our own wood. Yeah.
Who would go and get the wood for you when your dad was dead?
Oh, I don't know, must be my girl. Sister, they driving everything, yeah.
So they cut walking. It down and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't have a laborer there. You didn't.
No. They
nobody
all
came.
No.
So when Eva got married, because she got married first, would her husband come and help you guys out too? Some of
We all lived together.
So then her husband moved in with you.
Yeah.
How many rooms in your house? You had grandma living there and your mom and all of you girls.
Yeah.
And then her husband?
Well, those girls, like, they already married and no, they never lived at home.
Oh, they didn't live at home?
No, they married and they moved to their own place.
Oh, I thought you said Eva's husband lived with you.
Oh, yeah.
Just
Eva,
him?
Yeah, just him, because he's older. But the other one, they moved. Yeah.
Okay, how many bedrooms were in your house?
Just one. Two? Oh, I don't know. It was not
like a bedroom.
Exactly bedroom.
No, but you know.
I can say it's got a, bigger than my kitchen a little bit. And the one corner was bed and table at the other corner. And the other room, that kitchen in a corner, and bed in the other side,
something
like that. That
so,
you know,
it was basically just two rooms,
two big rooms. But we had another
sort
room
of closed up.
Now the other room that we kept it closed. You know, we had a big, what you call them? Those. Chest door or whatever.
Yeah, chest and drawers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's filled with the
clothes and stuff.
Yeah. Now the other room and kept it all flour or something.
Right. Where would she keep all her meat? You know?
Well, it's not.
Was it canned or smoked or what?
Most salted.
Salted down, eh?
Yeah,
so it'd
because
be cured.
At that time,
because there was nowhere to keep
nobody,
it, to store it.
Yeah, that's salt. And like the winter time, we made it cabbage.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
one
room for, you know, big barrel and that, and another barrel with the, for the cabbage roll, whole one and food.
Yeah.
And what else we did? Well, cottage cheese too.
Well, you make your own cottage cheese.
Yeah, and they put in a barrel, in a little barrel too, and they had lots of potatoes and carrots usually in the winter time, they put outside lots of potatoes and they put straw and after put the dirt.
On top of that?
And on top of that, and they stay all of winter.
Oh, yeah.
All of potatoes. And in the spring, they open it. Well, we had, and they had, what do you call us? Like little cellar.
Just oh, yeah, cellar, like a root potato. Cellar.
Root cellar.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we had that, so we kept it, you know, those that we needed every year for the winter. And the other one, the spring, they open and they had, we had our own potatoes for seed and all of that. Village. And the other people come from the other village that was all our relatives invited, so we had a big feast, you know, everything, everybody comes.
Did you have Christmas trees?
No.
No?
No, we had... Christmas tree, that's more Polish, but we just had to put real straw and put tablecloth, and it just like Jesus was born.
I see.
See, yeah.
You would have...
And straw even in the floor, just like barn or what, because it's supposed to be there.
So that's what you do for Christmas?
Yeah.
And would you get presents?
No.
No?
No, nobody had it.
So,
nobody did.
When you have a big Christmas dinner?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we had a big Christmas dinner.
You must have gone to church.
Oh, yeah, early in the morning, yeah.
And would you sing at church and stuff?
No, they have somebody singing there, but you just... we usually have to go to the other village because it's the same preacher, but he had a different village. You go, you know, one Sunday here and next Sunday there, so we have to we walk, maybe like from here to Oyster River or something, or maybe farther, another village for me. There's nothing to it, you know, we walk lots of.
So you wouldn't get as excited about Christmas then, would you? Or did you?
Oh, yeah.
As a kid, do you remember?
Sure, yes. Everybody was excited. We used to have that's the first thing, you know, cook wheat and put poppy seed with honey.
Cook wheat?
Wheat. Yeah, you cook, that's a kuchana, maybe you heard.
No?
No, that's what the Ukrainian all. It's the first sweet, I don't know, but after it's supposed to have so many, you know, dishes, difference, something like that. But,
So this was probably, was this celebrated then on Little Christmas, what we call Little Christmas?
Yeah, not Christmas, before Christmas Eve, I think, or something.
But would you celebrate it like we do?
Oh, we have 3 days.
3 days
in a Christmas, 3 days in Easter, like Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, And there's always, you know, people come.
People would come and visit?
Oh, yeah, just, you know, relatives.
Sort of just like happens.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. So how old were you when you decided you were going to leave?
Well, I was funny. I was always, I don't like that, I don't like that, I don't like that. Especially eating. And see, like in all countries, if you marry, you have to stay with your mother-in-law and father or was saved, and I was
independent,
yeah, and so I thought,
I want to go
on my own, I don't want to go.
you rebel.
And like in all the country, lots of time, you don't know even your boyfriend or husband, they just talking about what you're gonna give them.
Oh, what you
have to give
make.
Land, and you have to give maybe cow or horse or something, you know.
The girl does? Or the boy does. The girl has to have a dowry.
Girl, yeah. Yeah, and she has to have a pillow, you know, and the collar and all those stuff. Have to last her, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what the... And if you go and, you know, some mother or aunt and some... I remember the day was, I was older at that time, before I went to Canada, was somebody from different village. They came. I never knew who he was. The boys never came, just the two old men came, talk about what they gonna give me.
Oh, they wanted you?
Yeah, but I never knew even who was that guy. So that lot of time they marry and they...
didn't know each other.
They didn't know each other. They just, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think now is there like that.
Mm-mm. So you decided that was enough?
Yeah, I decided that's enough. I don't want to... I always say I'm going to go to Canada.
So where did you get the money to go?
Oh, I don't know, my mother, it is the 200 or something.
Oh, it didn't cost.
It wasn't cost that much that time. Well, I mean, well, we had a corona or something. I don't remember what we had. I think it was corona.
Were you excited or scared about it?
Well, I wasn't scared. I wasn't decided, you know, after... I know my mother was crying. That one thing I remember, my mother was crying. And I says, oh, you still got lots of that. But she says to me, you know, any finger you cut, it hurts you. She says, that's what... Right. So and that you don't know until you have your own kids.
Right.
She says, it hurt me for each one.
Yeah.
So I wasn't crying until I went in a train and I... You know, I couldn't, if I cry at home, I'd be, and after I started crying, you know, just left by myself.
This is the first time ever you traveled on your own.
On my own, I never went, I don't think even to town, and you know, not to bigger town.
How old were you?
Well, I already 21.
21?
Yeah.
Yeah. Were you worried about strange people and stuff? Did that scare you? The fact that you were going to meet a lot of...
No.
You're going into bigger areas all the time.
No, I don't know. I never thought about that.
You were just leaving. You were
just
going
leaving.
To Canada.
Yeah, just going because I never went no place. Well, I think we went to... But every place we go, most walking.
Mm-hmm.
To do it.
How many suitors did you have before you left?
How many what?
Boyfriends, not boyfriends. How many people did you have that wanted to take you into their family and have you marry their son?
No, I never had a much boyfriend. No, it's not like...
Did you just have the one?
No.
With the two older people come?
Oh, no. Those, they just came to... I don't know who they are. They're from different village.
So there was only the one?
Well, we had just the boys, you know, and my cousin and all of that, but we just, you know, like horses took in a field or someplace. Most of the horses riding.
So you didn't get to meet other guys, though. You did meet some fellows there.
Yeah, but not
other people, other guys, boys from the village.
Oh yeah, I seen it, yeah. But you know, we went to that, to the wedding most. You know, in anyway, the wedding day, that's a 2-3 days wedding.
Right.
Yeah, like in the evening we go see everybody used to have a break. And that's in the evening, that's it. They all in braids, girl hair, and that's most for the girl. All the girl go to her and they sing and they take her hair and then braid it, because after you marry, you're not supposed to braid it. You're supposed to just twist it and braid it. So that's, and the next day, you know, that's the evening goes to the girl. And next day, they all go to the church, and, you know, like groom comes to the bride and take her and goes. And after the wedding, I think she goes home and he goes home. And after the and after they came to get her to his place, that wedding goes 2-3 days.
Mm. So would they have it? Would anybody be doing any Ukrainian dancing or anything like that?
No, no. But they all are dancing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what they dance. Must be Kalomenka or polka or something like that. Just in the house, you know.
So you girls enjoyed going to the weddings?
Small, everybody knows it, you know.
And would there be really good food to eat in that? Special food?
Oh, yeah, it's all kind of, lots of kielbasa and all baking. They got a big korowai. Maybe it's a big, like big bread, about that big. And it's somebody, your family bring from different village to you, and they all decorate it. And it was, you know, they put lots of eggs and all the different. Maybe that's in a Ukrainian book there, I think, probably it's korowai.
What special foods would your mom cook for Christmas?
Oh, we got the same thing, like had a perugia, and you know, and all kind of baking different, and cabbage roll, and kielbasa, and ham, all you know, and like beets, pickle, and all the different pickle. That was because in the winter time we never had, you know, like up here we got from United States all. And that time nobody had a fresh vegetable. Just they have to have your, even the canning we never had at that time.
No canning either?
No.
Would you have a turkey?
No, we never had a turkey.
A duck, goose?
Well, we had lots of goose, yeah, but most ham. I don't know. It's our own geese in the
Right. So you wouldn't have for hen all the time.
Oh, no.
It was a special thing to have for
hen. No, we had every Sunday.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah, all the time, yeah.
And would she make her own noodles a lot, too?
Yeah, we make our own.
Is that for soups or for what? What were the noodles for?
For soup, mostly.
Soup.
Yeah.
So basically, you have the same type of foods there that you cook here.
Yeah, sure. Nothing.
Yeah.
Special. Lots of potatoes. Because we had our own all kind. You can do big and different things.
Well, where did you pick up your recipe for the stuffing then? Is that what your mom used to use for stuffing the goose?
Oh, no. I just do. Well, when cooking there, I never cook home, nothing. I never knew. I never eat even borscht. I came to Vancouver, my sister, she said, I said, I don't like borscht.
You changed your mind, did you?
Until I started cooking myself and I know what I put in.
Oh.
So lots of things. I'm that.
You are a fussy eater.
Fussy. If I don't know.
Well, so that's where Todd gets it from.
Why is he that kind of...
He's getting better, but he used to be bad. Yeah.
That's what same thing with me. If I
You never did cook at home. You didn't help out with the cooking.
No, I never helped out. I'm doing something outside.
And you weren't too wild about a lot of the food then?
Oh, no, no, I never...
Thank you for listening to the Baba's Beach podcast. Please send comments to babasbeach@gmail.com and visit us at babasbeach.ca. That's BABASBEACH.